in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Maddox Thornton for the top of the fifth. Another booyah inning for the second consecutive game here at Witter Field. A five-run bottom of the fourth inning for Wisconsin Rapids. They lead the Battle Creek Battle Jacks 5-2. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafters Baseball. Alex Fernandez, the lone left-handed bat in the Battle Creek order tonight, will climb in for the third time. He's the only Battle Jack to reach in both of his plate appearances thus far. The first pitch to him from Maddox Thornton misses low for ball one. The booyah inning. Got to score at least five runs in an inning, and a random section here at Witter Field gets a free cup of coffee courtesy of Caribou. Joe Diedrich, the PA voice of the Rafters, said on Sunday after they scored 14 in the sixth that they did a little more than that, referring to five runs in an inning as the 1-0 pitch lasered down the left field line, heads up to the Rafter bullpen off the bat of Fernandez. Count evens a ball and a strike. Fernandez singled in the first to a seven-pitch walk, most recently in the third inning. Two runs on three hits, no errors for the visiting Battle Jacks, five runs on eight hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1 from Thornton showing bunt as Fernandez gets it down the third baseline. Off the mound, Thornton, miscommunication, McIntosh gloves, but the throw to first is not in time. The throw did not beat Fernandez there, and it took McGuire off the bag. Should go down as a hit, and it does. Fernandez now aboard in all three of his trips to the plate tonight. Aiden Arbogast, the right-handed hitting right fielder, is 0-for-2 so far out of the three spot. Hit into a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play back in the first. Struck out swinging against Arnaud Mulemekic in the third. Both starters are officially done in this ballgame. Mulemekic going three innings for the Rafters, allowing one hit, two runs. One was earned, walked three, and did not strike out a Battle Jack in the 57 pitches he threw tonight. First pitch to Arbogast is on the outer third and is called a strike. Jared Hughes, 3 1/3 for the right-hander. His first three innings against the Rafters were scoreless, but got into some trouble in the fourth. All five of those runs charged to him, even after the right-hander Adrian Rubio entered the fray. The 0-1, Arbogast shoots this one in the air center field, sending Mac O'Patrick back in front of the warning track. That's where Owen will situate himself to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Hughes allowing on those seven hits. He did walk one Rafter hitter tonight and struck out two. Wisconsin Rapids sending 10 to the plate in that bottom half of the fourth. Still nine shy of the 19 they brought up in that 14-run sixth inning on Father's Day. Cleanup hitter Caden Wotypka is 0-for-2 prior to his first delivery from Thornton, though a pickoff move to check in on Fernandez at first base. Wotypka grounded out to the Raptors second baseman Trotter Boston to lead off the second, most recently struck out swinging. It was the last out Arnaud Mulemekic recorded in the bottom of the third. First pitch, back pick though. Calling for a pitch out there was Cashel Duggar. Getting back in safely at first is Fernandez. For the Rafters in the home half of the fifth inning, it'll be 4-5-6. McGuire, Buchanan, and Trotter Boston. It can be assumed Adrian Rubio, the right-hander out of the Battle Creek pen, will stay in the ballgame as there's been no action down the right field line. 1-0 to Caden Wotypka, swung on and missed, leaning off first, and a back pick attempt not in time. Fernandez nearly a third of the way down the line, but gets in safely on that throw from Duggar. Count evens a ball and a strike on the cleanup hitter in the Battle Creek order. Battle Creek again tomorrow, and when you look at when these two teams will meet at MCCU Field, that comes in the middle of July as a heavy fastball on the 1-1 from Thornton is cut on and missed. 92 on the radar gun here at Witter Field, now a ball and two strikes. It's the 16th and 17th, Tuesday, Wednesday. That follows the Sunday, Monday in Kalamazoo. Another pickoff move from Thornton prior to the 1-2. Part of that Michigan trip, it's the biggest road trip the Rafters have, 4 days, three nights. Every other overnight stay they have this year is just for one. They had one in Lakeshore earlier on in June in Mequon, despite not playing the game Monday at Moonlight Graham Field due to rain. The next 1-2 pickoff move from Thornton and now the glove of McGuire. They'll go to Lakeshore again to play 3-2. That comes directly after the All-Star break. They'll play the doubleheader on Thursday, July 25th. Stay the night in Mequon and play a single game on Friday at 6:35. Part of a 4 road games in 3 days stint. 1-2 pitch popped up in the air. That'll clear the press box directly over our heads and go out of play. And then obviously the one-night stay in Waterloo, Iowa. Sunday to Monday this upcoming weekend. And it's another one of those rough starts for the guys where it's a day game in the first of the two, and then they'll have to wait around Monday. 1-2, check swing upstairs. Did he go around on the appeal to first? No, says Nick Heidlow. Cashel Duggar trying to sell that check swing from Wotipka there. The count will even at 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Battle Creek left fielder. Sam DiCarlo, the third baseman, is on deck. Xavier Ulrich, the first baseman for the Battle Jacks, to follow. 2-2 the count. Thornton set. Takes steal from the runner. Pitch is swung on and missed. Wotipka down on strikes. It's the second out of this top of the fifth inning. Looking at who the Rafters still have to go and play. 12 matchups in the division with Madison this year. That makes a lot of sense. But after this week, they'll only see the Mallards 4 more times this entire summer, splitting some home-and-homes in the month of July. Coming off that 2-day break on July 1st and 2nd, they'll head to the Duck Pond on July 3rd for an early 5:05 first pitch. And then the Mallards will come here on July 4th, 1:05 at Winterfield. Delayed still on that called strike. The throw down to second from Duggar is not in time. Fernandez slides in safely under the tag. That throw was on the money from Duggar. Boston must have tagged him too high up on his body, though. He's in safely. Count begins 0-1 on the right-handed hitting third baseman Sam DiCarlo. DiCarlo has reached in both of his plate appearances tonight. Drew a 5-pitch walk to begin his ball game in the second and later scored, most recently singled to lead off the fourth. Thornton set with a runner in scoring position, the 0-1. This one sprayed foul down the right field line. Beyond the bouncy house kid zone. Count now 0-2. The other matchups besides that home-and-home with the Mallards on the third and fourth, those will come in the weekend following the All-Star break, the Saturday, July 27th, and Sunday, the 28th. The 27th at Madison, 6:05, turnaround at home the next day for a matinee, 1:05 at Winterfield. The 0-2 misses up and out on a fastball to the right-handed hitting DiCarlo. It's now 1-2. It's fun, though, to see all the fans here. Extended homestands are always fun, and I've had some fans walking around, just hearing their conversations. We love it when the Rafters are home for a long period of time. Who doesn't? As the 1-2 pitch to DiCarlo misses low and away. Duggar moving his body to get in front of that one to even the count at 2-2. This stretch here and then the stretch they have, the 4 games in 4 days, Tuesday through Friday on opening week of the season, probably 2 of the longer home stretches they have this season. There's one in the second week of July, spanning from Wednesday the 10th to Saturday the 13th as the 2-2 tapped on the ground foul down the third base line. That's a 4-game and 3-day stretch by design. That Wednesday starts with Green Bay, ending a home-and-home at 6:35. Similar to how the Raptors are going to Wausau this Thursday for a doubleheader, the Woodchucks will come here 3 weeks later, that being the second week of July, to have a doubleheader here at Winterfield. Then Lakeshore Friday, Saturday, wrapping out that fun homestand. 2-2, runner takes off, swung on and missed. DiCarlo down on strikes, a pair of punch-outs for Thornton, facing one over the minimum here on the fifth, leaving a runner on base after Alex Fernandez bunted his way aboard to begin the frame. We head to the bottom of the fifth at Winterfield. 4-5-6, 2 up for the Rafters, McGuire, Buchanan, Boston. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk? Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this, if this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Adrian Rubio back out on the mound for a full inning of work against the Rafters. The Battle Creek Battle Jacks, though, trail your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters by a score of 5-2. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Leading off this bottom half of the fifth inning, it's the 4-5-6 spots in the Rafter order. Max McGuire, Walker Buchanan, and Trotter Boston. For Rubio, getting the final two outs in relief of Jared Hughes back in the fourth inning. Two-thirds of an inning thrown, 11 pitches, one hit allowed for the right-hander, working out of some trouble. First pitch to McGuire, a breaking ball, hit in the air the other way to right field. Giving chase near the line is Arbogast, making the grab for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Walker Buchanan, as today is a sad day in baseball. I just got the notification that Hall of Famer and legend Willie Mays has passed away at the age of 93. Condolences to the two-time MVP and one of the greats, the vintage over-the-shoulder catch, the Say Hey Kid. The first pitch to Buchanan misses low and away. For Walker Buchanan, 0-for-1, two plate appearances tonight. Was set down 3 unassisted, back in the second, hit by a pitch, and later scored in his most recent trip to the plate in that 5-run fourth inning, the 1-0. Breaking ball, missing up and inside. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. This time called by the catcher Pruitt. He'll head out to the mound to have a quick chat with the right-hander Adrian Rubio. Two runs on 4 hits, no errors for the Battle Jacks, and for your Rafters, 5 runs on 8 hits and an error. It's the first of this two-game series. And the first of 4 total between the two teams. They'll play 2 here at 2 at MCCU Field the week before the All-Star game. So plenty of travel for the team to have made this summer. Just 20 games in after tonight. Wisconsin Rapids entering 8-11 Battle Creek as well, continuing on their season up to this point. Entering today with an 11-9 record, they have played 20 games. They're a game ahead of Wisconsin Rapids this year as the 2-0 breaking ball from the right-hander Rubio out of the mound visit misses high. Mentioned good majority of the league on that Monday, June 3rd, with bad weather across the Midwest, did not get their games in, but Battle Creek did. The 3-0 fastball right down the chute. Buchanan takes strike one. He's got the green light to go now. Still waiting for Walker's first home run in a Rafter uniform. He is my pick tonight as well to hit one, so no better time to do so than now, padding the Rafter lead. 3-1, one out, nobody aboard the payoff. Breaking ball hits this high in the air right center field. Fernandez and Arbogast giving chase out near the gap. It is the right fielder Arbogast to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Two batters, back-to-back flyouts to right field for the right-handed reliever Adrian Rubio. Trotter Boston's 1-for-2 tonight. Struck out looking in his first at-bat in the second inning. Drove in one of the 5 runs, though, in the fourth, an RBI single, and got hung up between home and third on a ground ball hit to third base by Kyler McIntosh. It was tagged out on the bases. Righty on lefty battle here, Rubio fires. Breaking ball missing outside in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. The left-handed hitting catcher, Cashel Duggar, is on deck. Kyler McIntosh will follow. Rubio set, 13 on the pitch clock, his next delivery. Boston rips this one in the air, deep right field. Arbogast heading back at the track, at the wall. It's going to one off the fence. Boston thought it was gone off the bat. Turns on the burners after hitting the first base back. He'll get into second standing. It is his 6th double of the season, and it comes with 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th inning. Boston has been a doubles machine for the Rafters this year. It's their first extra base knock of the ballgame and puts a runner in scoring position with 2 down for Cashel Duggar. Duggar 2-for-2 tonight, singled in the second inning, was the first hit for the Rafters in this ballgame. Also had a two-run single and later scored a frame ago. Out on second, a healthy lead there for Boston. The first pitch to Duggar, backdoor breaking ball from Rubio, that's called a strike. No action in either bullpen. It's Rubio and it's Thornton for the foreseeable future for each team's pitching staffs. Rafters trying to preserve some arms. They had to throw a lot over the weekend against Lakeshore. The 0-1. Fastball, check swing by Duggar. It rolls foul over to Tom Zaglowski, the assistant coach and first base coach of the Rafters. Ziggy is, to sum it up in easier terms, one of the most chill, relaxed vibe guys the Rafters have. He brings all the energy for the guys traveling around and keeping the morale high. And he's been great at that since joining the team after the first week of the season. The 0-2 to Duggar, misses low and in, kicks away from the catcher Pruitt. Boston will take third on the pass ball. And I remember when, after batting practice in his first home game here, that being Tom Zaglowski, because he joined the team right when they hit that big road trip at Wausau on that Saturday, June 1st, to Lakeshore for two, the off day, and then to Madison for two. So Ziggy didn't have his first home game as a coach here for the Rafters until his sixth day, nearly a week into his time living here. And Colin Kapoor asked him, hey, what are you feeling around here? What are you assuming as your role being one of the assistants? As the 1-2 to Duggar misses low for ball two. And that kind of answer that I gave earlier about my perception of Zaglowski coming from Hope International, a team that won the NAI World Series this past spring. And he said, I just want to be a guy, a resource for these guys to go to. I want to offer advice, but at the same time, I want to be someone they can come to if they need a boost. I want to provide energy for this group all summer long. 2-2 to Duggar, a breaking ball. Huge shot on the ground, foul down the first base line. And it was after that answer he gave to Colin that it really sank in with me that that's his motive here. Because you look at the coaching staff, Mike Spears handles the pitchers. Chris Wilsey, who was with Wausau last year, handles the hitters. And Kirk Schreider, obviously being the field manager. Zaglowski doesn't have that title. He's just one of the assistants. And he's a first base coach, but he's more than just an assistant. He helps out in more ways than people could ever imagine. 2-2 to Duggar, hits this one in the air, foul down the left field line, just beyond the rat trap. Just full of lovely folks from Ingredion here tonight. 2-2 pitch coming from Rubio, was an 89-mile-an-hour heater to Duggar. Good battle here from Cashel, looking to reach for the third time in as many plate appearances. Looks into Pruitt, does Rubio, and comes set with 14 on the pitch clock. The 2-2. Fastball, fouled back. And there's ball boy Nick Paulson able to catch it off the netting. Get some applause from the home plate club and people hanging out beyond the third baseline by the Rafter dugout. Stretching out down the line, that's number zero, Jack Weisinger in the pen for the Rafters. Not throwing yet, though. It's another 2-2 coming to Duggar. That one bounced in for ball three. A fantastic plate appearance. Duggar drawing a full count. McIntosh on deck to follow Onati. See what the right-hander Rubio goes with for his full count decision. Pitch clock hits zero. How about that? The crew chief and third base umpire Brett Mile calling a pitch clock violation. Cashel Duggar, a fantastic plate appearance, results in a walk. He's aboard for the third time tonight. They're on the corners for Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh has reached in both his plate appearances today as well. Base hit in the second. McGuire thrown out at the plate trying to take home on that base hit. McIntosh also reaching on a fielder's choice back in the fourth. Big Papa, notorious B.I.G., the Columbus, Indiana native, his walk-up song. First pitch to McIntosh, a breaking ball missing away from Rubio. He's dealing with some traffic right now on the bases as well. A left-hander getting loose down the line for Battle Creek would be their second arm out of the pen, third total arm used today. Mason Onati on deck, top of the order with Owen McElfatrick to follow. The 1-0 to McIntosh, hit in the air right field. Arbogast coming in on it, calling off the second baseman Garza to make the grab and retire the side. Rafters send A total of 5 to the plate in this inning, but they leave 2 on. 5-2 remains the score through 5 innings of play in Wisconsin Rapids. Maddox Thornton out of the Raptor dugout making his way back to the mound for his potential 3rd inning of relief. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. 6-7-8 Ulrich Garza Pruitt due up for Battle Creek when we return. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top six at historic Winter Field. The Raptors lead the Battle Creek Battle Jacks in the first of this two-game series at home by a score of 5-2. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors back here with you on WFHR. Your home for all 72 Raptor games in this 2024 Northwoods League season. 6-7-8, due up for the Battle Jacks in this frame, Xavier Ulrich, Eddie Garza, and the catcher, Daniel Pruitt. Maddox Thornton entering his third inning of work out of the bullpen in relief of Arnaud Mulamekic tonight. First pitch swinging is Ulrich. Hits this one high in the air, deep center field. Owen McElfatrick well out in front of the warning track, though, to make the grab. One pitch, one out for Thornton here in the sixth. Two runs on four hits and no errors for the visitors. And for your Raptors, 5 runs on 9 hits and an error. Thornton trying to be efficient in his fourth outing of the season. Second straight appearance out of the pen, directly following Arnaud Mulamekic. First pitch to Garza, hits this one softly on the ground to the left of the mound, charging in McIntosh. Fields cleanly, the throw to first across the diamond is in time. McIntosh, spry on the jump. 2 pitches, 2 outs for Thornton here in the sixth. Daniel Pruitt, the right-handed hitting catcher. Former Kalamazoo Growler, now Battle Creek Battlejack, will look to probably see a couple of pitches from Thornton here in his third trip to the plate today. Pruitt, though, drove in the second run of the game, pulled out a squeeze bunt in the second inning to make it 2-0 Battle Creek. He also singled back in the fourth. Righty-on-righty battle here. Thornton set the first pitch to the Battle Creek catcher is right down the heart of the plate for a called strike. Both runs for Battle Creek coming in the top of the second. The Raptors responding with a 5 spot in the bottom of the fourth, sending 10 to the plate in that inning. Thornton's 0-1 to Pruitt. Check swing, low and away. Did he go on the appeal to first? No, says Nick Heidlow down the first base line. Count evens, a ball and a strike. The shortstop, Ben Ferenczi, is on deck. Designated hitter, Mason Hamlin, top of the Battle Creek order, awaiting after. Thornton's 1-1. That one just missing the inside corner. 2 balls and a strike. For Wisconsin Rapids, when we get to the home half of the sixth inning, 9-1-2, lefty-righty-lefty, Mason Onati, Owen McElfatrick, and Tracer Lopez. The 2-1 pitch on the inside corner, an off-speed delivery from Thornton nets a called strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, Thornton looking for a 1-2-3 top of the sixth in his third inning out of the bullpen. Looking to make it 3 scoreless for the right-hander out of Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, the payoff. This one hit in the air, left field, giving chase is Walker Buchanan. He's not going to get there. It'll one hop and roll to the wall. Heading into second and getting in there without a throw is Pruitt. It is a 2-out double in the sixth. Runner in scoring position for the Battle Jacks for their nine-hitter and shortstop, Ben Fiorenzi. Fiorenzi is 0-for-1 in two plate appearances, most recently drew a four-pitch walk against Thornton back in the fourth, grounded out to the new shortstop of the Rafters, Tracer Lopez, in his first at-bat of the ballgame in the second. Thornton back out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber, where he has been comfortable tonight. First pitch, right down the heart of the plate, yet again on a fastball, it's called a strike. 92 on the gun there from the right-hander. Thornton hailing from Bentonville, Arkansas. Is ahead here, 0-1. The next pitch. Off speed, hit in the air, left field. That's going to drop in front of Buchanan for a base hit. Getting waved around third is Pruitt. He'll come in to score. It is 5-3. Wisconsin Rapids, a couple of two-out knocks from the 8-9 spots in the Battle Creek order, has drawn them within two. Back to the top of the order we go for Battle Creek for the fourth time tonight. Mason Hamlin. Hamlin 0-for-3. Grounded out to short to begin the ballgame in the first. Struck out swinging against Arnaud Mulemekic to lead off the third. Most recently retired the side in the fourth on his flyout to Owen McElfatrick in center field. Sixth hit of the ballgame there for Battle Creek as the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Hamlin is called a strike. A 1 the count, 15 combined hits, 8 combined runs between the two teams thus far. Thornton set, jumping off first base is the runner Fiorenzi as he hammers this 0-1 pitch into the left center field gap, sliding. McElfatrick is unable to make the play. Buchanan retrieves as the cutoff throw to the infield goes through Lopez but hits McIntosh on the left side in the grass. Holding up at third is Fiorenzi. Three straight two-out hits for Battle Creek, that being an extra base knock, the second of the inning from Mason Hamlin. Alex Fernandez, who's been aboard all three times tonight, has a chance to tie this ball game as Mike Spears will head out to the mound with Castro Duggar prior to this plate appearance. Rafter fans, if you're looking for a place to stay in the quick two-game trip this week, Friday, Saturday against the Madison Mallards, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. After Fernandez, the 3-4 spots awaiting in the wings for Battle Creek. That's Arbogast and Caden Wotipka. The lone left-handed batter in the Battle Creek order tonight steps in and awaits a first pitch from Thornton. Right-hander fires, showing bunt is Fernandez, but pulls back as that one misses outside. Wind picking up, as you can hear as well, at Winter Field. One of the count on the Battle Creek center fielder. Singled in the first for a 7-pitch walk in the third as the 1-0 pitch hit on the ground left side. Lopez battles the tough hop, gloves it, but it's in and out of the glove of Max McGuire on that throw to first base. One in to score. They're on the corners with two down. It is now 5-4 Wisconsin Rapids. We'll see who they tab the air on. That wasn't the best throw from Lopez, but it was held in by McGuire for the very brief moment. Jack Weisinger officially up and throwing the Pomona Pitzer product down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. Thornton, the right-hander, set. First pitch, broken bat. Grounder to the mound from Arbogast. Thornton will field and flip to first in time. Battle Jacks put up two after sending seven to the plate in the top of the sixth. 5-4 the score. We head to the home half. Do it for Wisconsin Rapids. It's Onati, McElfatrick, and Tracer Lopez. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Connor Foley, the left-hander from Davenport University, will take over for the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. They've drawn within one of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters on this Tuesday night at historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back on WFHR. Two in the second and two in the top half of the sixth for the Battle Jacks, but the Rafters holding on thanks to a five-run bottom of the fourth. The left-hander, Foley from Grand Rapids, Michigan, gets the 9-1-2 spots on the Rafter order with Mason Onati to lead things off. First pitch from Foley to Onati misses outside in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Seven appearances, 12 and a third innings pitched for Foley this year. 5.84 ERA and a 1.78 whip for the southpaw. Lefty on lefty battle, 1-0 to Onati's on the outer third for a called strike. Most recently worked his longest outing of the season, three innings against Kalamazoo back on June 13th in that 6-3 loss. Allowed seven hits, three runs, all of which were earned as the 1-1 pitch on the outside corner is there for a called strike two. No walks drawn by Growler hitting against the left-hander. Did strike out two in the 15 batters he faced. 1-2 to Onati is bounced in. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Prior to that, June 11th, just 2 days before, on the road at Rockford against the Rivets, the left-hander in a 12-8 loss, recorded four outs out of the pen. 1-2 pitch, Onati on the ground, up the middle, heading to his backhand. Is Garza, all he can do is keep it in front of him in the shallow center field grab. Onati, second consecutive at-bat with a knock, that leads off the sixth inning. Rafters in much need of more run support. With their top of the order back up for the fourth time around, Owen McElfatrick. McElfatrick 0-for-2 tonight in three plate appearances. Back-to-back flyouts to the Battle Creek left fielder Caden Wotipka in innings 1 and 3 before reaching on a 5-pitch walk in that 5-run bottom of the fourth. Left-hander out of the stretch. First pitch, fake steal from Onati. McElfatrick on the ground right side. That one gloved by Garza to second one. Fiorenza to first base in time. It is a 4-6-3 double play, wiping the leadoff single from Onati from the bases. Two down, nobody on for Tracer Lopez. Another lefty-lefty battle here between Foley and a Rafter hitter. Lopez recorded his first knock as a Rafter in his last at-bat in the fourth. It was an RBI single. The first pitch to Tracer from the southpaw Foley is called a strike on the outside corner. Prior to that RBI knock, Lopez was 0-for-2. He had flown out to right in the first and struck out swinging in the third. A one, this one fouled away beyond the third base grandstands. Quickly, nothing and two on the new Rafter shortstop. On deck is Jorge Degatti. Max McGuire will follow. When we get to the top of the seventh for Battle Creek, it's 4-5-6 with Tipka, DiCarlo, and Ulrich. 0-2. Lopez taps this one foul down the first baseline in front of the Battle Creek dugout. Four runs on seven hits and no errors for the Battle Jacks. Five runs on 10 hits and two errors for the Rafters. 0-2. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground, third base side, DiCarlo charging infield to the backhand, throw to first, barely in time. It's a nice-looking play from DiCarlo, Facing the minimum in his first inning of work out of the pen is Connor Foley. We are through six here in Wisconsin Rapids, 5-4 the score in favor of the Raptors. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Raptors as we enter the top of the seventh from historic Witterfield. Jack Weisinger from Pomona Pitzer in San Carlos, California will take over after three innings. We're tossed from Maddox Thornton. Andy Ockmer, voice of the Raptors, back on WFHR, whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 or on your Civic Media apps. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's presentation of Raptor Baseball, as always. For Weisinger, this is his third appearance of the season, the first here at Witter Field. Last threw an inning against Madison in that 15-2 loss on June 14th. No hits, no runs allowed. A walk and a strikeout, facing just one over the minimum at Warner Park. 4-5-6 to it for Battle Creek. First pitch swinging on the ground from Otipka. That eats up McIntosh at third. The throw across the diamond at first is in time. McIntosh almost eaten up for a second time tonight, though he recovers. 5-3 put out of Otipka to begin the seventh. First outing for Weisinger was a great one. Both outings of his have been solid so far, yet to allow an earned run in three innings of work. Two innings at La Crosse. Copeland Park on Monday, June 10th, and that 5-3 comeback win over the Loggers allowed one hit, one walk, one punch out, facing eight Logger hitters in that victory. Sam DiCarlo, 1-for-2 tonight, is the Battle Jack first baseman, swinging away on the first pitch. This one shot into the right center field gap. That's going to split Degatti and McElfatrick and roll all the way to the wall. DiCarlo on his high horse, hitting the second base bag. He's looking for three. Lopez cuts it. The throw to McIntosh is not in time. It is a one-out triple. Second hit of the ballgame, third time aboard for DiCarlo. That is the tying run. Just 90 feet away with one down in the top of the seventh. That is just the second hit Weisinger has allowed all season. And he'll have to hunker down and go to work here as we enter the back half of the Battle Jack order with Xavier Ulrich. Eighth hit of the night there for Battle Creek on their four runs and no errors. Five runs on 10 hits, two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Corners in, middle's back as a first pitch fastball misses outside of the right-handed hitting Ulrich. Ulrich 0-for-2 tonight, has reached once. That was in his first plate appearance in the second inning on a 5-pitch walk. He later scored the 1-0. This one hit in the air left field and drilled off the bat, sending Buchanan back. That's going to get over his shoulder and one hop the wall. We're tied. DiCarlo scores, throw into second, not in time. It is an RBI double for Ulrich. 5-all here in the top of the seventh from Witter Field. Eddie Garza reached on an error back in the second inning. That was on the McIntosh E5. Has since been 0-for-2. Flew out to right field and Jorge Degatti in the fourth. Grounded out 5-3 over to Kyler McIntosh to make the second out of the sixth inning. Now one in the seventh, two in the sixth put up by Battle Creek. Those came all with two outs. Right-handed reliever Maddox Thornton went two up, two down in the inning before surrendering four straight hits to the 8-9-1-2 spots in the battle jack order. First pitch to Garza, misses high for ball one. The beer batter of the night coming up for the last time in terms of the beverage sales here at Winterfield. So Raptor fans not only hoping for the second out and keep this game tied, but hoping to get some discounted drinks as well, as the 1-0 breaking ball on the inside corner from Weisinger is called a strike. Left-hander throwing down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. That is Juan Berrios from Alabama State. He also threw after Weisinger at Copeland Park last Monday. 1-1 pitch, a fastball. Tying up Garza, shooting the knees and working middle on that 89-mile-an-hour heater. There was Weisinger. Count moves 1-2. On deck is the catcher Pruitt. Fiorenzi, the shortstop, to follow. The 1-2 breaking ball. This one is fouled away beyond the first base grandstand. Warming up in the Battle Creek pen after Connor Foley worked a 1-2-3 frame. Should say, facing the minimum, had to get a ground ball rolled for a double play. That's Delaware State right-hander Jack Messmore, number 9 down the bullpen for Battle Creek. 1-2 check swing, no. To the field, says Nick Hyde-Low. He's gotten a lot of those appeal calls tonight. Count moves 2-2 here on the Battle Jack second baseman. Leading off second is Ulrich following his game-tying RBI double. A 2-2, runner takes off for third. This one misses low. Duggars throw down to third. That skips over the glove of McIntosh, but it deflects just out near the third base coach's box. Raptors catch a break. As Garza is actually being sent back to second base. What's going on here? Is there interference to be called, potentially, between Garza and the catcher, Cashel Duggar? All I know is that out of right now the Battle Creek dugout, that is a furious field manager for Battle Creek. Not happy on that call. It's 3-2 still. Going back to second is Ulrich. Big pitch coming here from Weisinger. No, he was kept saying on the bus that he can't wait to throw at Winterfield. How excited he is to be here. And his first two outings being on the road, he was just looking forward to getting in front of the home crowd. Leaning off second again, the 3-2. This one hit in the air right center field. That's going to drop down for a base hit. Ulrich getting waved around from third. McElfatrick retrieves. There is no throw to be made at home. It is an RBI single for Eddie Garza. Three straight knocks off Jack Weisinger. Gives the Battle Jacks a 6-5 lead here in the seventh. Two in the sixth and now two so far in the seventh. Just one away in the frame. With Daniel Pruitt stepping in, though, Jack Weisinger could potentially just be a ground ball away from getting the Raptors back into the dugout. Each team with 10 hits now, Wisconsin Rapids, two errors to the Battle Jack, zero. Trying to keep some momentum up from yesterday, but it appears they're going to need more than a 5 spot in the fourth inning to win this one tonight. Set is Weisinger, the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Pruitt on the inside corner for a called strike. The Raptors in the home half of the seventh post-stretch. 3-4-5, Degatti, McGuire, and Walker Buchanan. Weisinger looks in Duggar, comes set. McGuire holding the runner on first. The 0-1. Breaking ball. This one fouled away beyond the first base grandstands. Now 0-2. This marathon of a Northwoods League season just keeps chugging right along. Keep telling there, and everyone keeps saying up here in our Winterfield press box, each week feels like it's going quicker and quicker. Trying to salvage summer here as the 0-2. This is low and away. We're not even through June yet, so can't talk like that. And the second half of the season isn't even among us. Still have another 13 or so games before we clear the first half. But the weather today here in Wisconsin Rapids, this is when you know summer is here and it's in full force. 1-2, Pruitt fouls this one back. Let's look across the Northwoods League. Why don't we? Some finals both in softball and baseball. How about the softball side? The Madison Nightmares moved to 3-1, taking down the La Crosse Steam at Copeland Park by a score of 12-3. Close one of the Great Lakes East. We got one of their teams here in Winterfield tonight, but in Kalamazoo, a pair of 11-win teams going at it. Kenosha over the Growlers on the road, 8-7. 1-2 pitch, missing low and inside. Count evens 2-2 on the Battle Creek catcher. Royal Oak getting a win at home over Traverse City. The Pittsbitters have been falling as of late. They even up at 500, as do the Leprechauns, a 5-4 win for Royal Oak. David Lally the win, Dylan Krause the loss. in that victory. 2-2 runner off first, the payoff. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, diving out McIntosh. He's got it to his feet. The throw to first is in time. Kyler McIntosh, take a bow, young man. That is a fantastic 5-3 put out for the second out of this inning. Mercy, my goodness. McIntosh flashing the leather, preserving an extra base hit. Going to second on the putout is Eddie Garza. Both outs this inning have gone down 5-3. One looking way more flashy than the other. McIntosh showing off. Made an error in the first inning that cost a couple runs. Making up for it right there. Ben Firenze, the shortstop and nine-hole hitter for Battle Creek, stepping in now. First pitch, misses low off the glove of Duggar. Looking more across the Northwoods League in Kokomo, it's the 14-6 Rivets, 3-16 Jackrabbits, it's 12-5 Rockford on the road. 9-0 Rochester. How about the Honkers winning a couple games in the last week? They lead the 12-9 Duluth Huskies at Mayo Field, their home ballpark, in the bottom of the seventh. Obviously, our game going on here as the 1-0 pitch is called a strike out of the hand of Weisinger. 5-0 St. Cloud over Bismarck on the road in the top of the eighth. Wilmer leads Minot 12-6 at Corbett Field in the top of the sixth inning. 1-1 count. Weisinger set, first base side of the rubber, dancing off second is Garza, the payoff. It's one in on the hands, grounded the third. McIntosh will glove, come set, and throw to first in time. 5-3 put out to end it. All three outs this inning, ground out to the third base. Kyler McIntosh showing off the leather, but Battle Creek adds two in the seventh. It's stretch time here at Winter Field. The Battle Jacks lead your Rafters by a score of 6-5. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Post-stretch here in Wisconsin Rapids, 6-5 the score, 3-4-5 due up in this home half of the seventh inning. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR on this fine Tuesday night in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday evenings with us, and we're hoping the Rafters can have a come-from-behind victory. Max McGuire will follow Degatti, and then it'll be Walker Buchanan against the new pitcher into the ballgame. That's Jack Messmore for the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. First pitch to Jorge Degatti, misses low. Only one inning for Connor Foley, the left-hander, out of the bullpen. The right-hander being the fourth arm used today for manager Ben Harley of Battle Creek. 1-0 pitch fouled away from Jorge. It's now 1-1. For Messmore, this is his sixth appearance of the season. Him and Foley really shouldering the load out of the bullpen in terms of outings made this year. 1-1 pitch, hit hard on the ground, left side. That gets over the glove of Firenze into left center field. I'm not the official scorer, but give Jorge a base hit on that one, please. It would be a multi-hit night for the Rafter right fielder if given. Max McGuire's reached twice tonight in his three plate appearances, 1-for-2. He drew a six-pitch walk to begin his day back in the second, singled and later scored in the fourth, most recently a flyout to Arbogast, the right fielder of Battle Creek, in the fifth inning. The right-hander Messmore out of Delaware State, he's 2-0 on the season, 9 1/3 innings pitched, has yet to allow a run. The first pitch to McGuire misses outside, back pick from the catcher Pruitt, diving in safely as Degatti. Last worked an inning against Kokomo on the 15th in that 3-1 win. Allowed two hits, no runs, walked one, struck out one, and faced six Jackrabbit hitters. His longest outing of the season, 2 1/3, in his second appearance against Kenosha back on June 2nd in a 4-1 loss at Simmons Field. The 1-0 to McGuire, breaking ball, misses high to the Irvine, California native. It's 2-0. You look across for the scoring in this ballgame. For Battle Creek, 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 6th, and 2 in the 7th. Wisconsin Rapids, a 5 spot in the 4th, but they're going to need more than that tonight. The 2-0 to McGuire. Fastball misses down to the dirt, blocked by Pruitt. 3 balls and no strikes on the Rafter first baseman. Have to anticipate he'll wait to see a strike out of the hand of Messmore. Or is he given the green light? Max, one of the hottest bats in the Rafter order, if not the hottest, in this very moment. 3-0 count. Here it comes from Messmore. A fastball in there for a called strike. It's go time for Max. Connor Foley, the left-hander, has one inning of work, one hit. No runs allowed, no walks, no punch-outs, facing the minimum and throwing 10 pitches. 6 runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Battle Jacks. 5 runs on 11 hits and 2 errors for the Rafters. The 3-1. McGuire, big swing and a miss on that breaking ball. He was well out in front of it. It's now 3-2. You know he was sitting middle on that heater the entire way. We'll see if Messmore goes back to the junk or if he delivers on that fastball to Max here with a full count looming. 3-2, nobody out. Degatti on first, the payoff. Breaking ball, hit hard on the ground, through the hole into left field for a base hit. Max is aboard for the third time tonight. It's his second hit. Him and Degatti, first and second for Walker Buchanan. For Walker Buchanan, my pick to go deep tonight. No better time for your first home run as a Rafter than right now. Or just keep the line moving for the Rafters. We've seen them being able to put together big innings. 14 in the 6th yesterday, 5 in the 4th here today. As you see Kirk Schreider getting out of the Rafter dugout, giving some advice to Walker Buchanan prior to the first pitch he'll see out of the hands of Messmore. Buchanan today, 0-for-2 in 3 plate appearances. His lone time aboard is when he was hit by a pitch in the 4th. He later scored. Also was retired 3 unassisted in his first at-bat in the 2nd inning. He most recently flied out to Aiden Arbogast in right field in the 5th. Trotter Boston on deck. Cashel Duggar will follow. See about the home runs. They didn't have any yesterday in their 14-run 6th inning. The wind was howling in and doing the same thing here today as prior to the first pitch to Buchanan and inside move and disengagement from the right-hander Messmore. For the Rafters tonight, they sent 10 to the plate in that 4-run 5th. I should say that 5-run 4th. Take that over anything every single day. Been Mula Mekic to Thornton to Weisinger on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids as the first pitch to Buchanan misses low and away. Hughes to Rubio to Foley and now Messmore. For Battle Creek, the first of two, the second, same time, same place, tomorrow night between these two teams. 1-0 count, McGuire off first, not being held. Degatti being held by the second baseman, Garza. This one fouled straight back from Buchanan to even the count at a ball and a strike. When we get to the 8th, it's the top of the order due up for Battle Creek. Righty, lefty, righty against the Rafter bullpen. Mason Hamlin, Alex Fernandez, and Aiden Arbogast. We'll see if it's Juan Berrios or if it's Jack Weisinger for another inning. To be determined. Hands held high for the right-hander Messmore. The 1-1 breaking ball hit high in the air. Left center field giving chase Fernandez and Motipka in the gap. It's going to get down. Degatti getting waved around. He's going to come in to score. The throw to second is not in time. We are knotted at 6. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning, it's an RBI double and a little dance at second base for Walker Buchanan. A little bit of whoop there it is as well for Walker. His first extra base hit as a Rafter. Two ducks on the pond, nobody away for Trotter Boston. Infield in for Battle Creek. DiCarlo and Fiorenzi on the left side. Garza and Ulrich on the right. Nobody up in the Battle Creek bullpen. I'm sure that'll change momentarily. For the Raptors, it's still Juan Berrios down the left field line. Trotter Boston is 2-for-3 tonight. Has an extra base hit. Collected his sixth double of the season back in the fifth inning. First pitch, breaking ball from the right-hander Mess Morris, swung on and missed. Boston, an RBI single as well in the fourth. His lone time not getting a knock tonight is when he went down looking against the starter Jared Hughes in the home half of the second. Duggar on deck. McIntosh will follow. Six apiece, bottom seven at Winterfield, the 0-1. Boston hits this one on the line. It's going to get through into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores, a stop sign given to Buchanan. Trotter Boston comes through again. It's his third hit of the night, and the Raptors lead at 7-6. Buchanan remains at third. And it's Cashel Duggar, Degatti, and McGuire both plate for a second time tonight. And Cashel Duggar has a runner 90 feet away. Raptor fans have had a lot to get excited about with this offense in the last 2 days. Now two here in the bottom of the seventh to give them their second lead of the night. Messmore set. That was his first runs allowed of the season as well. He goes heater to Duggar on the first pitch. It's swung on and missed. A competitive ball game between two pretty equally leveraged teams on paper. We're at the bottom third of the Raptor order now. Duggar and then McIntosh and Onati. The 0-1 coming here to the UCLA Bruin. This one in on the hands, fouled away near the Kraft River down the third baseline. It's 0-2. Still nobody out here in this home half of the seventh. 10 hits for Battle Creek, 14 for Wisconsin Rapids. See if Duggar can come through. Corners in, middle's back. The 0-2 from Messmore. This is up and away. Right-hander up in the bullpen for Battle Creek. Berrios obviously still going for Wisconsin Rapids. Juan could get in with the lead here in the eighth. The 1-2. That one in there for a call third strike. Duggar knew it as well. Cashel down. It's his first time tonight not reaching base. It's the first out as well of this seventh inning. Kyler McIntosh has reached twice tonight. Singled in his first at-bat. The second reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. Most recently flew out to Aiden Arbogast to end the fifth inning. Righty-on-righty battle here between Messmore and the Raptor third baseman, who made a highlight reel play in the top half of this inning. Saved a run and could be a reason why the Raptors are leading right now. First pitch, fastball. This one ripped down the left field line. It's down for a knock. Buchanan scores. It's an RBI single for Kyler McIntosh. 8-6 Wisconsin Rapids. Boston will stay put at second. Mason Onati will now follow suit. Three runs here in this home half of the seventh. Another crooked number for Wisconsin Rapids. That base hit for McIntosh. Hit number 15 of the night for the Raptors. Righty on lefty battle here. Top of the order, McElfatrick on deck. First pitch, Mason showing bunt on the attempt. He goes around and it's called a strike. Raptors just going to keep on swinging it. They allowed 8 in the loss yesterday. They've allowed 6 so far today. Knowing their bullpen has had its moments this season, if they're going to win ball games, they're going to have to score a lot of runs. And this offense can do that. The 0-1 to Mason. This is downstairs. Count evens a ball and a strike on the Raptor designated hitter. Onati tonight is 2-for-3. Began his evening grounding out to the second baseman, Eddie Garza, to begin the third. Had an RBI single in the fourth and singled to begin the sixth inning. The Powell, Ohio native and product of Tulane has really gotten his bat going here in the last couple weeks. 1-1, swung on and missed. Mason losing his bat in the process. That one ends up right off the bottom of the Battle Creek dugout. It's now 1-2 on that 90-mile-an-hour hitter from Jack Messmore. Battle Creek dugout giving Mason a hard time as well as he walks over to retrieve his lumber. Onati was the opening day second baseman for the Raptors. And as mentioned now, we're 20 games in, and he's appeared in 18 of them. So even in games where he hasn't started, Seen some new faces come into the Raptor infield. Now Tracer Lopez playing shortstop. Kyler McIntosh got here. That moved positions around. Trotter Boston on this infield as well. The Raptors have three shortstops here. If you want to include Onati, too, that's four, but he hasn't started at short with the exception of one game this season. He's worked in defensively at short, but it's mainly been second and third base. He has still found a way to be productive in the at-bats he's been given. The 1-2 from Messmore to Onati bounced in, blocked off the chest protector of Pruitt, but it kicks away from the Battle Creek catcher long enough for Trotter Boston to advance an extra 90 feet to third base. They're on the corners. And a 2-2 count on Onati. Mason, the seventh hitter to the box this inning for the Raptors, still just one out. Messmore working first base side of the rubber. That's Ulrich holding on. McIntosh at first base. A 2-2.